I'm Kier from In Defense Of, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and I'm Annika Wills, and I played Polly in Doctor Who in 1966, and you are listening to Gallifrey Public Radio.
Welcome to Gallifrey Public Radio, a podcast dedicated to everything Doctor Who. Join us each week for discussion ranging from Hartnell to Capaldi. I'm your host, Jay Witten. Did you just say womp womp? And my co-host, Haley Malley.
I like it with the helmet on.
And Kier Hansen.
And that's why, to this day, I can't eat cotton candy.
Spoilers.
We will be discussing news and rumors, as well as episodes that have already aired. But don't worry, if we get into anything too serious, we'll warn you again.
Welcome to a special supplementary episode of Gallifrey Public Radio, where we address the huge news that broke recently and speculate wildly about what's in store. I'm your host, Haley, and with me in the GPR studios this week, we have Mr. Jay Witten. How are you today, Jay?
I am doing okay, not too badly. Kier is not going to be with us this week, as he is introducing the world to another miniature human. I want to congratulate him and his wife on their newest arrival, and so he should be back next week, but for the time being, he's enjoying his newly growing family.
And we will drive this bus into the ground.
Exactly. See what happens when you leave the kids unsupervised? But this week, we're going to jump right into the news and discuss a couple stories that broke many a Whovian heart. First off, earlier this week, we got the sad news that John Hurt sadly passed away. There are many, many articles out there talking about the astounding work that he has done over his career. But yeah, he died, I believe, on the 25th at the age of 77. Definitely one of those weeks that you want to go back and start watching, you know, Alien, Elephant Man, Harry Potter, anything you can find with him in it.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause he's fantastic in everything.
Oh, he is. I mean, the guy's a chameleon. He really is. Because you start looking through his IMDb and you're like, I did not realize that was him.
Well, it's like, I always, like, I know intellectually that it's him and Alien, but It's so long ago that somebody's like, and, you know, Alien, I'm like, oh yeah, that was him.
That's true, yeah. But yeah, just a fantastic career, and we're happy to have added him to the Whovian family. But so then we did get a little bit of good news after that. It kind of got lost in all of the other news that was making quite a few waves this week, but series 10 actually has an air date now. It looks like it will be returning on April 15th, so tax day for those of us here in the colonies. Yeah.
So yeah, the Americans are haphazardly throwing their taxes together. They can relax afterwards with a little bit of Doctor Who.
Exactly. So we are less than 3 months away from new Doctor Who now. Exciting stuff. But then the big story that we're going to spend the majority of our time talking about tonight, and actually this just broke, I mean, a mere couple of hours ago, I think. Mm-hmm. Peter Capaldi has confirmed that Series 10 will be his final series on Doctor Who.
Which everyone has been speculating on, really, since he took the role.
Yeah, exactly.
Is how long is he going to be the Doctor?
Yeah, so it's, I've got to say, this killed me. Hearing this just, I got a big sad.
I wasn't really that shocked. Three seasons seems to be the run for these new modern Doctors. Yeah. And with the showrunner leaving, it's not uncommon for the Doctor to go.
I'm not shocked either, but I was really, really hoping that we'd get at least one more out of him. Yeah, hearing it was kind of like, oh man, darn. It wasn't like, holy crap, he's leaving, I can't believe it, but it still stings.
Yeah. So I guess I should have been paying more attention. It's not like I didn't have time to prep, but is he leaving at the end of this series, or is he going to do another Christmas special and go? Or do we know?
He hasn't said specifically. He just said that series 10 will be his final series. So okay. It's probably going to take, you know, follow the role of the others where, you know, he'll regenerate in the series finale, and then the Christmas episode will be the first one with the new Doctor, probably.
Well, with the exception of Eccleston, well, I guess we've only got three to go with, but the other two Doctors both regenerated in specials.
This is true, yeah. Didn't think about that. Well, I mean, Tennant's entire, you know, second half of his last season was special, so it's kind of hard to miss that. But, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they do it, but given the timing on it, I would think that they're probably getting ahead of it coming out some other way. They're mm-hmm. probably going to film the regeneration. We may not see the new Doctor at the end of the series, because if this is just coming out now, I mean, I'm sure they've probably started looking, but no one...
There would have already been mad casting rumors.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But I wouldn't expect to see him in a Christmas special.
I think maybe not a Christmas special, but just another special before another possibly. Series starts.
I don't know. I wish that this were not the case. I really do. I feel like we've just gotten Capaldi's Doctor to a point that he could be... I don't know. I feel like we just took the edges off of it, and now we've got to get used to a new Doctor. But I mean, we still have an entire series with 12. And it's not like this is the end of it all. I mean, we should have some fun with them this season, but...
Yep. Well, and that brings us to what this episode is really about, which is mad speculation about what is going to happen next. So the first question is, when does he go? Which we've kind of started discussing already. Mm-hmm. And I personally feel like if it were going to be in the series finale, that we would have heard about it sooner because of the need to do casting and things like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is it could almost be like a Troughton kind of regeneration where... He starts the regeneration, and then we don't see the new Doctor until the next thing.
Can you imagine the outcry?
Oh, there's going to be like outcry no matter what.
Our Doctor's gone, and we don't know who our next Doctor is?
Come on.
Because that hasn't happened in Modern Who.
Tell me that wouldn't be just like Moffat to leave the show like that, though.
Deuces!
It's like, all right, I'm leaving the show, and you've got no clue what's coming. Bye.
Yeah, because it's usually the Doctor is dead, long live the Doctor. So even though we hate this new guy that we know nothing about, like, at least we know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then that kind of brings up the other thing of, do we expect, I mean, and this, we have literally nothing to go on with this, but are we going to get a complete reset with Chibnall like we did with Moffat? Are we going to see the companion out? Are we going to see the Doctor out? Are we going to get a new TARDIS?
It is so hard to speculate on that, having not met the companion at all
I know.
Yet.
But the thing is like, people are already starting to do it, so why not? You know, let's bandwagon it. It is different. I don't want to see her go. I mean, granted, it all depends on how we like the companion, because we might be crying for her to leave by the end of the season. Who knows? But I want some kind of holdover, because I don't like the hard reset.
Well, and I kind of like what they've done with the companions under Moffat's reign, where they get a chance to grow. They get more than just one series to tell their story. Mm-hmm. I like the versatility it gives to the companion. So I would like to see her do more than one season.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And she seems like the kind of character that's going to be able to carry that kind of depth. Like, the little bit that we've seen of her seems like she is a little bit spacey, or a little, like, just, you know, hyperactive. And normally those are the ones that, like, you can build a lot of depth off of, because there is, you have a very blatant first impression that's like, hey, this is what this character's like. And then you can spend time peeling off the layers and really getting to know them. So hopefully that's what they wind up doing. Hopefully Moffat lays the groundwork for Chibnall to be able to pick up and carry forward with that.
Well, they've said a lot how this season is a lot like the beginning of the series, with Bill being similar to a Rose type character. So if she's the one that kind of guides the new Doctor in her second season, that's just another analog to Rose.
Yeah. And I really hope that that's the case. Or it could be that we do wind up seeing her out, and a character like Nardal is going to be our carryover.
Or bring back the Paternoster gang. Come on, guys.
yeah. I mean, who knows, maybe he'll, you know, the new Doctor will actually go back and meet Amy and Rory in New Jersey, because it's just across the river, you can make it there. Sorry, we're not going to go back into that.
River tells him about the time they went on vacation to Yosemite, and he meets them there.
Oh, man. Knowing that this is going to be the last of it is going to leave a bittersweet feel for this entire series for me. Because, I mean, I liked Capaldi from the moment that they announced he was going to be the Doctor. I was excited. And for him to just win me over so completely, this is going to be difficult. I mean, this is probably going to be worse than Tennant for me, because when I got into the show, Smith was already the Doctor. So mm-hmm. I knew it was coming. I knew that, you know, I had a limited time, whatever. This is going to be a new level of pain for me.
Yeah. I was in the same boat. And you know what? I loved Capaldi, like, prickly, spiky Dr. Capaldi and gentler, kinder Capaldi. Mm-hmm. I liked all versions of his Doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss him. But that leads into the next part, which is wild speculation about who will be the next Doctor.
Oh, geez. Do we have to do that? It's time. All right. Let's start the betting pool here.
Okay, so... Whose name always gets thrown around? We've got Idris Elba, Helen Mirren.
You know, I suspect that the pendulum is going to swing the other way. I think that we're probably going to see a younger Doctor this time.
Richard Madden?
You know, I kind of like the idea of casting the... who is it? I can't remember their names now. I feel horrible. But Fred and George Weasley.
Casting. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know their names.
It's like, I want to say it's Phelps or something. Anyway, but I wouldn't mind seeing them get cast. They're tremendous actors. You know, and then, who knows, we might even get them for twice as long because you can divide up the shooting schedule between the two of them.
And you could have total red herring shoots, too. Like, just send one of them off to, you know, Mexico desert or something.
Oh, God, scene reporters would have a field day.
And it's not for anything. Just, like, you send them on vacation for a month while the other one shoots the real stuff.
Yeah. No, just get them in Hollywood with, like, some big-name Hollywood actors or something like that. And, you know, just randomly have a TARDIS there. Just to throw people off and be like, oh, my gosh, this person's going to be... Yeah, that could be so much fun. And then we find out that the whole time it was just a bottle episode.
Now I'm trying to... I'm going through my list of four British actors and thinking of who else there is. He wants to be a ginger, so I feel like it's time. So who does that leave in play?
You know,
Sophie Turner.
Damian Lewis.
Oh, he was in Life. I was thinking that name.
Yes. Yeah, he was in...
He was also in Band of Brothers.
But, no, I mean, I think that could be an interesting casting choice. But, again...
I could see that.
It's... Who the heck knows?
Jamie Bamber. James Callis.
What if they actually go for someone who is not British? Not, I'm not saying American. Dear God, put down the pitches.
Right. But just not British?
Yeah. I mean, oh, dear God. Cast a Frenchman. That's
oh, even worse. So much hate.
Right. You know, maybe what I would love to see... okay, I'll retract my statement. The Doctor can still be British. But what if it's someone who is not white? Someone who is of different ethnicity?
I mean, yeah, I put that out there. Well,
yeah, Idris Elba, obviously. But I'm thinking, maybe it's just everything that's happened in the past couple of days kind of putting this in my brain, but, like, someone of Arabic descent.
Not Arabic, Indian, but I was thinking Naveen Andrews. He was the guy in Lost.
Oh, yes, okay.
And Once Upon a Time, not Once Upon a Time, but the spinoff in Wonderland.
Yes.
And he's in, what's he in now?
Sense8,
yes.
Yes. Yeah, no, I can see that. Actually, I think he would make a decent Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome, actually. That would really be cool. All right, now I'm kind of set on this. If this doesn't happen, I'm going to be up in arms. My wild speculation at the suggestion of Haley is going to be the basis for all of everything that's going to come. How dare you?
We're
not
playing it out series 11 already. Oh, can you imagine? So Naveen Andrews or somebody else, not white, cast as the Doctor, and they keep Bill on as the companion.
Oh my gosh. What the heck? So you would not Madness. Have a white lead? You wouldn't have a white companion?
You just have Nardal rolling around. who, to be fair, makes up for the whiteness of about four people.
I was going to say, he brings extra weight, so, you know. Once again, we're hitting this point where, okay, we know that the Doctor is leaving. So, yes, the speculation begins, and you get the excitement that comes along with that because of the possibility of what's coming.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. We talk a lot about, you know, if they cast a woman as the Doctor. Do you think they could cast a young woman as the Doctor?
Yes and no. I think that the audience could be receptive to it. I really do think that. But given the fact that we have the Master is now female, and the fact that this is going to be, you know, the first series with Chibnall at the helm, I think switching to a female Doctor is probably going to be more than they're going to want to bite off. Like, I do think that the audience could accept it at this point, but I'm not sure if the BBC is going to be behind it, simply because that is a big jump with a lot of different changes going on already. So, once again, I think that we're probably going to see a male Doctor, and then potentially with the next regeneration, that would most likely be the time that I think we would see it.
I would say if the next Doctor is not a white man, if they go with something besides some other ethnicity, then the next Doctor after that would have to be a white man again.
It depends. It really depends on how the audience reacts to it. Because if there is an outcry of, oh my gosh, what happened to my straight white lead, then yeah, they're probably going to play it safe. But if, you know, if the Doctor is recepted, you know, if they do really well with it, then they might be willing to try it. Or they, you know, they might say, okay, well, we'll go ahead and take the ethnicity out of it and give you a white actor again, but it's going to be a female. Or, you know, who knows? But I don't think the next one will be a female, unfortunately.
I don't really think so either.
I think that had Moffat stayed on, yes, I think we would have gotten a female actor in that point. But because Moffat's leaving, because it's, you know, we're switching showrunners, you know, because of the current political climate, honestly, I think that's going to play a lot into it as well. I think that it's too much for them to be willing to gamble right now.
Okay.
I wish that weren't the case, but.
So no Keira Knightley.
No Keira Knight, unfortunately.
Hayley Atwell, come on.
That's my first choice. That is my first choice for the Doctor.
I mean, she's had two shows canceled in the last year, so she's free.
And I mean, that's always a vote of confidence. It's like, you know, had two failed shows, so, you know, what's the worst I could do? But yeah, no, if Keira Knightley or if Hayley Atwell does not get the role of the Doctor within like the next 5 years, I'm going to riot.
Any other names floating around in your head that we haven't thrown out yet?
Jeez. Not any that haven't already come up in the last three times this topic has been brought up. No, I really do think that the top choices that I had for it would be either Naveen Andrews or the guy I said before.
Damian Lewis.
Yeah, Damian Lewis. So
I don't know. I've sold myself on Naveen Andrews now, so
yeah,
I hope that's how they go.
Me too. It's all your fault. When that doesn't happen, I'm coming after you.
Okay. I will settle for your Idris Elba.
If I have
to. Or Hayley Atwell.
Jeez. All right. Well, I think we've run this one into the ground all we can. So next week, Keir will be back with us, and we will go ahead and resume at that point and finish off our class watch with episode 8 and discuss everything that brought to the table. So I'm looking forward to that one. It was just, you know, kind of huge news dropping, so had to cover that. But, all right. Well, this has been a special supplementary episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying thank you very much, Peter. It has been a hell of a run.
And this is Haley saying, I hope that next week we get to meet our new podcast overlord, Stormageddon Dark Lord of All.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. We love getting feedback from listeners, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts with us. You can email us at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com, tell us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, or on Facebook @facebook.com/GallifreyPublicRadio. You can also leave us a voicemail for inclusion in future shows at 210-802-1477. That's 210-802-1GPR. You should also go to GunnaGeek.com and check out lots of other high-quality geek-centric shows, or visit forums.GunnaGeek.com to talk about anything geeky with us or the community.